Watcher, and welcome. It's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start with a Burt Bacharach song, a contender for his best ever. Alfie, isn't that wonderful? From the eponymous film, of course. I must watch the film again. And there's a new Michael Caine film out, reminiscing about the 60s in London, and lots of footage of him walking around town today. And then he turns a corner, and it's the young Michael Caine as Alfie. Worth watching. Well, mainly for baby boomers, I would suggest. This 2005 Calabasas, California recording is by pianist Lisa Hilton. This is a stunning album. I could have picked any of the 14 songs. Lisa wrote 7 of the 14, by the way. On Alfie, she has Eric Marienthal, alto and flute, Reggie McBride bass, Tal Bergman drums. It's Hammond B3 time. Thank you. I so nearly chose you a song called Dr. Mike, but a doctor I am certainly not. So we heard The Thang. Maybe I am a thang. The leader is Papa John DeFrancesco, and the name DeFrancesco runs through this band. Younger son John DeFrancesco Jr. is on guitar. Other son Joey, himself a master of the B3, he plays trumpet on three of the songs on this July 2010 Savant album called A Philadelphia Story. The Thang is a Lou Donaldson compo. Glenn Ferraconi was on drums. We're off to a live gig at the Regatta Bar, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you. It's March 96 at the Regatta Bar, Cambridge, Mass, and for us, luckily recorded for posterity. Chris Neville, piano, John Lockwood, bass, Sherman Ferguson, drums. The co-leaders are long-term chums, both leading altoists, and they have recorded together many times, their first session being back in 61. They are no less than Benny Carter and Phil Woods, both sadly now gone, but between them they have left a huge number of recordings. Benny Carter's recording career began back in 1923, and he managed to play the trumpet and piano pretty much as well as he could the alto, to the same level of excellence. He also composed and arranged. He could have made a full-time career out of just arranging. But even after a long, long career such as Benny Carter's, he couldn't match the recorded output of Phil Woods. I've got literally hundreds of records that he's featured on as either a leader or a sideman. The two of them together is a bonus to be enjoyed. How High the Moon. Pianist Paul Mower is next. Was Cute, Cute being the Neil Hefti compo, recorded in Hollywood, November 1960. This is from yet another fabulous fresh sound double CD titled The Amazing Piano, Paul Mower, Complete Trio Sessions, 1957 to 91. That's indeed a long period of time, but he didn't record anything for 30 of those years. Moa, real name Moshe Basha. Coincidentally, I first came across Moa on a Benny Carter record. He also recorded with Zoot Sims, Stan Getz, Maynard Ferguson, Paul Horn, Jimmy Witherspoon. His popularity was very high from the mid-50s to very early 60s. And then his style just seemed to go out of fashion somewhat. And he had that 30-year recording gap as a leader, 61 to 91. On Cute, he's joined by Jimmy Bond bass and Frank Butler drums. Before our Ellington slot, let's have some funk. And you'll need to hang on, variety being the spice of... Yes, you were warned, full-on funky jazz by JTQ, the James Taylor Quartet, a 1987 LP called Mission Impossible. That was the Herbie Hancock composition Blow Up from the film of the same name. JTQ have often recorded film themes. And that was James Taylor on the Hammond organ. I have to say, I can't be quite sure who the other three of the quartet are. So, rather than get it wrong, I'm going to remain silent on the subject. And they are still going strong. They seem to be one of the regular Christmas time attractions at Ronnie Scott's. Great live act. Let's turn the volume back up and enjoy Ellington's Waiting for You. Thank you. There is an interesting backstory to this Ellington compo, originally titled Waiting for the Chart, but on its recording date, its one and only recording date, in the second half of 68, Harry Carney was late, an almost unheard-of event from the ever-present and totally reliable Carney. As it happens, he had a very legitimate reason for his tardiness, but he was still late. So the title was changed to Waiting for You, as in Harry. It was really just a warm-up exercise whilst they were waiting for Harry, the longest-serving Ellingtonian, 46 years in the band, 28 to 74, with no breaks in service either. The soloists in order were Ellington, Hodges, Procope, Gonsalves, Hodges again, Willie Cook and Harold Ashby. Paul Gonsalves, the tenor player, was always late, often due to having imbibed too much. Ironic that he had a major solo on Waiting for You. Yes, you, Harry. That's from Volume 9 of the Private Collection. Once recorded, Waiting for You was forgotten. Great shame. Off to Paris. Thank you. And another Fresh Sound album, single CD this time, Early Trios by pianist René Udrugger. Paris was his hometown, his town of birth, and where this September 57 recording was made. He was just 23 at the time of the recording, yet so assured. His break came when only 18, when he got a call to sub for an unwell muso at Sully's in Paris. And in the audience at Sully's that evening, he met a young student who played guitar, Sacha Distel, with whom he co-wrote that song, Goofy the Cat. Paul Rovere, bass, and Al Levitt, drums. Utrigger is still playing today, I'm delighted to say. Travelling Light is coming up now.
I'm travelling light because my girl has gone, but from now on I'm travelling light. She said goodbye and took my heart away, but until today I'm traveling light. No one to see, I'm free as the breeze. No one but me and my memory. Some lucky night she may come back again, but until then I'm traveling light.
Pianist Johnny O'Neill is the leader and singer on this March 2017 recording date. He doesn't sing on half of the tracks, which gives us more chance to appreciate his wonderful piano playing. Perversely, I then go ahead and choose the one song that he does not play piano on. Silly me. I chose that song, Travelling Light, because Roy Hargrove makes a guest appearance on trumpet. Actually, he's on 5 of the 16 songs on this album. It's always a pleasure to hear from Roy, who, you'll remember, died recently, late 2018. Ben Rubens was on bass and Itai Morchi drums. I promise I'll feature Johnny O'Neill, the piano player, in the very near future. Don Braden now. And that's a song we feel we already know, or ought to. It's drummer Leon Parker's Belief, so perhaps we don't know it. Epicure Records boss Joel Dorn was looking to make a modern-day groovy tenor and organ recording. He succeeded. He chose tenorman Don Braden as the leader and rotated a crew of top-class musos through the studio. On Belief, it was Captain Jack McDuff, Hammond B3. He had been Brother Jack, you'll remember. But by this date, September 94, he'd been promoted to Captain, with all that added responsibility. David Fathead Newman, tenor, and it's always a pleasure to hear Fathead. Russell Malone, guitar, Wynnette Harper, drums, and the song's composer himself, Leon Parker, percussion. Belief indeed. A Wayne Shorter song now. And that was the Slav Vladimir Shavronov in Jan 90 in New York. He's now based in New York. This Jazz Alliance CD is called White Nights. Nights as in darkness, nighttime, as opposed to shining armour. An album of compositions by major jazz names, Benny Golson, Coltrane, Dizzy, Monk, John Lewis and Wayne Shorter, who contributed two to the recording session, Lester Left Town and this one, One by One. George Mraz bass, Al Foster drums. Let's go to Copenhagen, the famous Montmartre Jazz Hus. We'll be right back. Anthropology, one of the standards of the bebop era. It was written by Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, so no wonder. This is Jan 63 at Montmartre in Copenhagen. The quartet is the American expat Don Byers tenor, Bent Axon piano, this is Denmark, remember, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, NHOP on bass, and William Schioffer, drums. Byers is almost the forgotten man of jazz, but he had played in lots of big bands, Lionel Hampton, Buck Clayton, Andy Kirk, Don Redman. Then in 1941, he joined the Basie Band, taking over the chair formerly held by Lester Young. From 43 to 46, he played in the small groups of Coleman Hawkins and Dizzy Gillespie. But then in 46, he migrated and settled in Europe. First Paris, then Amsterdam, as well as Copenhagen. He never went back to his native US, other than for one single appearance at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1970. He died in Amsterdam in 72. We're going to go out this week with Mike Carr's Blue Note Band. Yes, I know, we played him just a couple of weeks back, but that always gets me looking at other records of that person we've just featured, especially if we haven't heard them before on The Real Enjoyment. And I was delighted to find this album in my collection. It's a Mike Carr original called The Blues for Dizzy, Dizzy Gillespie, of course. Mike Carr on the Hammond organ and vibes, Steve Kalstad, tenor, Steve Fishwick, trumpet, and his twin brother, Matt, drums. It's August 2002. Mike Carr had played with Don Byers, by the way. A happy way to end this week's selections. Thank you. Huge thanks for listening, and I really hope you've enjoyed this week's variety. Equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.